Really? Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Talk to the peoples.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Can they hear me?
Yeah, they can hear you.
Okay.
The mic is on.
All right. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Excited about this upcoming season. Many of you should know that on tomorrow is the lunar eclipse.
Yep.
And I was actually just looking at my assistant and asking about Passover and the eclipse. And I thought it was just interesting. It says both Passover and the lunar eclipses are events deeply tied to the lunar cycle because God goes by the
lunar cycle or the cycles of the moon. Yes, he does.
Right. And so Passover begins on the 15th of Nisan in the Jewish calendar.
Or be for that same.
Huh?
Well, Nisan is the newer name of it, but it was originally in the month of Abib.
Oh, okay. This date falls on a full moon. Lunar eclipse also occurred during a full moon when the earth is positioned directly between the sun and the moon. And so both of the events carry really symbolic weight in their respective contexts. So Passover commemorates the Hebrews' liberation from slavery in Egypt, a story of freedom and divine intervention.
Mm-hmm.
Eclipses have been interpreted in various cultures as signs or movements of reflection, change, or renewal.
Oh, I said it again.
So eclipses have been interpreted in various cultures as signs of moments of reflection,
mm-hmm.
change, or renewal.
Wow.
And so we're getting ready. Tomorrow is the lunar eclipse. And then we are going to be celebrating Passover on the 28th. Mm-hmm. It actually starts that week.
Mm-hmm.
So
it starts on the 22nd.
It's not a coincidence that both things are happening, you know, and so it's important for us as people of God not to be aware of the signs. What is God saying? As you talk about the Passover as a time where God reconnects us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Reconnects us, and you'll talk more about that. Reconnects us to what he's doing, because often we get caught up in just this, you know, caught up in, and we forget. We don't remember what God has done. And so even as we are getting ready for this lunar eclipse, it's a time of reflection. It's a time of, you know, because what happens is the earth and the sun, the earth, the sun, and the moon, they align, right? That's what it said.
Right. The moon gets in the way of the sun.
Right, right. So understanding the signs of the times, not that we are freaking out or anything like that, but God, what are you saying? What are you saying spiritually? What should we as the people of God, our eyes be open as we are reflecting in this season of
good morning, Doug.
Good morning. Just this morning of this season of change and reflection, right?
Renewal,
right? And that's why I was one of the things when I was listening. Well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then I'll look it up. One of the things that with the lunar eclipse even representing that change is coming. And the wisdom to know how to make the movements in these change, you know, so it's not a coincidence, right?
Right. There's there's not even a word in the Hebrew language for the word coincidence.
Right. So there is a reason. So we need to be alert spiritually as we're getting ready for Passover season, as we're getting ready for all of this change. We need to be ready to embrace the change. We need to be positioned in that. God, what are you saying in this season? Mm-hmm. So I'll go ahead and pray.
Amen.
Father God, we just thank you. We give you glory. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that according to your word in Job 22:28, you said, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. You said in the amplified version of that scripture in Job 22:28, you will also decide and decree a thing and it will be established for you, and the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways. Lord, we thank you that this is our season of favor and the greater. Mm-hmm. And so we thank you, Lord God, that you are illuminating. You are bathing us in your light as we make the decision, Lord God, as we get in alignment with you, as we create this space for you to move in our lives, spirit, soul, body, and financial. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we understand that we have the divine power and the ability and the equipment within to go forward, to be, to do, and to have the good that we desire. You said it, Lord, the God is good. And so you desire for us to have the good that we desire that aligns with your principles, with your way. But we thank you, Lord, this morning that we can proclaim with great confidence that we are good health. We are love, success, prosperity, Lord God, that we are disciplined, that we are debt free, Lord, that we are wisdom. Lord God, I am wisdom, Lord God. Even as you said in your word, you told when they said, who shall we say is here or sent us? And you said to tell them, say that I am that I am, Lord God. And because we are the children of God, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we can proclaim, I am good health. I am happiness. I'm love. I'm success. I'm prosperity, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning, Lord God, that we are programming our minds. Father God, we are programming our minds. Father God, we are programming our minds that we are for we are programming our mind. We're programming our life for all the good that we desire because of the God in us, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord. We program our minds and our life for success and prosperity, Lord God. We program my mind for all of the good that God is. And we thank you, God in us, Lord, even as we get ready to embrace this, the feast of Passover, this time of reflection, this time of reconnection unto you, Lord God. We thank you that our mind is open to all the possibilities, all the great possibilities that are within us, Lord. We thank you, God, for the presence of God in us. And because of the presence of God in us, all things are possible. The mind of God in us gives us great ideas, Lord God, which can cause us to prosper and cause us to walk in good success, Lord God. We thank you, God, for the presence of God in us. Because of the presence of God in us, we enjoy the riches of life, which is health, which is happiness, which is love, which is success, which is prosperity and infinite money. God, we bless you. We thank you for the God in us. We thank you, Lord, even as we go forth today, Lord, that your will be done. Your will be done as we go forth to teach your word. Father, we bless you. We bless you this morning, Lord God. We bless you. And Lord, we thank you this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That our soul doth magnify the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. In the nature, in the presence, in the character of Jesus Christ, we pronounce loving, divine, right action upon ourselves, upon everyone and everything, with all power. Lord God, we love you. We praise you this morning. We give you glory in the precious name of Jesus. We pray. Amen and amen.
Well, we want to welcome everyone to the early morning hour of power with us, Pastor and Prophets Michael and Tanya Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning will not be our opinion, but it shall be the word. Because, Father, you said in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. So listen, let's just get this into our spirit that we are walking in what is called an appointed time. This time and season that we are in an appointed time.
Yes.
An appointed time. In other words, this is a divine moment. Really? Yeah. Really, baby?
I just wanted to check to make sure we're good.
In other words, this is a divine.
We're good. Okay.
Thank you.
I just wanted, it's always good. We can't hear what they hear.
Okay, babe.
And thank you, Doug, for letting us know the mic was low.
Amen. But this is an appointed time. In other words, it's a moment in time that we didn't have anything to do with, but God had already designated and implemented this time and season in the earth when he created the heavens and the earth. Man didn't have anything to do with it. It was always God's strategic plan for us to come into his presence. That's the whole purpose of the feast, is the reconnection with the Father. Let me say it like this. God does not want us to relate to him as just as an omniscient God. He wants us to relate to him as a father, like a father does to his children. You know, Jesus made a statement. He said, How much do earthly fathers do for their earthly children? Mm. Okay.
Yes.
Then how much more do you think your heavenly Father will do for you? See, when we understand that God loves us unconditionally.
Yeah.
Okay. See, now we're not used to that statement right there, that God loves us unconditionally. In other words, no matter what condition we're in, God loves us anyway. Okay, come on now, we're going there, because everything that he did in this Moedim, this appointed time, was because of love, not because he wanted to create some religious tradition. Okay, so once again, we're going to have a good time. We're going to be celebrating this on April 28th, where we will actually
Passover,
we're going to actually do a partial, what is called a Seder, which is what the Hebrews and the Jews celebrate on the first night of the Shabbat of the Passover. When it comes in the evening, they come together and they retell the story of the deliverance from slavery. Amen.
Amen.
So let's go here. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Less of us, more of you. None of us, all of you. Father, think through our minds and speak through our vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone said,
amen
and amen and amen. So let's jump into this, because once again, we're going to be talking about the feast of the Lord, and we're going to be focusing on this first feast, which is the first of the fall feast in the kingdom of God, which is Passover. Okay, now I know some of you, you know, because a lot of times Easter and the Passover are talked about interconnectively. But what we have to understand is, just like you were reading, how the lunar eclipses or the cycles of the moon are part of God's plan, we have to understand that everything that God did was based on his timing, his season, and his schedule. Okay, so let's go here. So we're going to go here. We're going to go into the first scripture here. And we're going to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, okay? And next week I'll have some pretty little slides for all this. Exodus chapter 3, okay? So that way we can, the Bible said, with all you're getting, get understanding. Mm-hmm. Exodus chapter 3, starting at verse 1, okay? So right there where you are, let us know that you're here. Everyone type, I receive it, it is so. That way before you hear it, you can already start getting the benefits of what we're walking in right now. Come on, type, I receive it, it is so. In Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
We're in Exodus.
No, it should be Ecclesiastes. We're going to Exodus next.
But you've typed Exodus.
I know, huh?
Like, what are you doing?
Maybe the Lord wants us to go to Exodus 3 first, okay? Well, you know what? Since I typed it, it's okay.
So where are we?
We'll go to Exodus 3 first, and then we'll go to Ecclesiastes, okay? Just because maybe that was the Lord giving us a message, okay? Exodus chapter 3.
Or maybe you just can't type.
Well, I was saying one thing, but you know, when you got all this, right. Because my mama used to say, look, while you playing around, I've already done went from A to Z and I'm already back. Okay. Okay. Exodus chapter 3, look at verse 1. Now, remember, God doesn't do anything by a religious tradition. He doesn't do anything. He does everything according to his time and season. Okay. And you know what? I'm sorry. We are going to go to Ecclesiastes first, and then we'll go straight into Exodus 3. I typed them both there. Here we go. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1.
Let the people get there.
They're there. If they have technology like us, they're not slow typers like you.
Whatever.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, look at verse 1. And it says, to everything. Okay. To everything. In other words, everything that God created, to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So everything that God created, let's just break this down in easy, dumb it up language, okay? Really? Yes, dumb it up language. You know, they got those books for dummies. Like, they're not, you know, it's not... Not being mean is, if you don't know, here's a book that'll show you the ins and outs of it. Okay.
I was watching I think it was that three body thing on Netflix.
Oh yeah.
And I think they had that dummies. They were talking about how whenever humans don't know anything, you know, it was either that or something that we use those dummies for. Mm-hmm. You know, we're a dummy.
Okay.
It's such a negative.
No, it's not, because here's the thing, and let's just go ahead and let's just deal with that, because sometimes when we don't know something, instead of us humbling ourselves and just saying, teach us, teach me, you know, because I'm dumb enough to understand that I don't know everything, and I get more if I go to the thing that has all the knowledge. James said, he that lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally and upbraideth not.
But okay. Don't call me a dummy.
No one's calling you a dummy. It's a book for dummies, okay? So to everything, there is a season, okay? To everything, there is a season. And this word season, the zaman, means set time, appointed time, divine. It's just another, God is so good. So to everything, there is an appointed time. And a time to every purpose under the heaven. So what this is really saying in layman's terms is everything that God created, he created it with a purpose, and that purpose dictates the times and season that it's in operation. Okay? A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Now, you always hear me say all the time that God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest time. Okay, here's another proof. The proof is in the pudding. Okay, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. You're going to find out as we go on in these weeks and as we start teaching you about the feast, this first one, Passover, represents the time and season that they would be preparing the ground to get prepared to put the seed in the ground. So by the time we get to the third feast, which is Tabernacles, we will begin to bring in the harvest from the planting of the seeds that they would begin to do now. And even with what the Lord said in this season, that 2024, it would be your season of obedience to new beginnings. Okay. It's the obedience. It's that refreshing. It's that renewal. It's that new thing. God is doing a new thing. Shall you not know it? See, so when you understand how God works, the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things, he based everything on seed time and harvest. That's why even when you read Genesis, the first thing that we read about is him sowing seed to cause the plants and the grass and everything to grow. Oh, see, come on now. Woo, he didn't make man first. Man was the last thing to be made. Come on now. He started with the things that would come out the ground first. Oh, come on, somebody. Before he dealt with Adam, he picked up Adam and he placed him in the garden that he had planted. Oh, my God. Woo! Come on, somebody. Y'all better pray for me because I've already went from A to Z in the spirit of my mama. Okay? In the spirit of Bishop Overseer Sharon May Bryant. Okay? Morris. Bryant. Whatever. Okay, so to everything, there is a set time. Okay? A time to plant and a time to pluck up, or a time to harvest that which is planted. Okay? And I think it says pretty much, oh, wait a minute. Why don't you say, read it, what it says up in the Amplified?
So in the Amplified, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. There is a season, a time appointed for everything, a time for every delight, an event or purpose under heaven.
The next one.
A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to uproot what is planted.
So let's get this established that these feasts, these Moedims, or these appointed times that we're going to be teaching about over these next few weeks as we get ready for Passover, is a time to plant and a time to harvest that which was planted, the times and seasons of God.
And it's important to understand that these are cycles. So this is
seasons.
Yeah. Cycles, seasons. And so this is something that happens consistently.
Good morning, Patricia.
Amen. God bless you. This is something that happens consistently, but it's not always the same. Right? Because we can get caught up in the minutiae of the same thing over and over, but this is not the same. Every season, every cycle is different. And you cannot go in with the same mindset.
Come on, come on.
You, for each new dispensation, for each new season, it's a new season. It's not the same thing over and over. The cycle happens consistently, but it is different. Passover in 1990 is different than Passover than in 2024. So God allows for these events to happen, but they're not the same. You're not the same. I'm not the same. I have more revelation, or I should have more revelation. And if you are not doing the work in your life to be where God is,
Say that again.
If you're not doing the work to be where God is, then you're not able to enter into the freshness. You're not able to enter in. God allows for these cycles.
Come on.
For this stuff to happen every year. And but they don't happen at the same exact time. Right? Because we should be growing and we should be developing. And so I'm coming into this season with even a greater understanding of this idea of Passover. As last year, I didn't have the same, I had new knowledge.
That's right.
Why? Because I'm doing the work on me, the God in me. This whole believer thing, this kingdom thing, it's about you doing your work, about you coming into the understanding of who God has called you to be. And so even as we enter into this new season,
come on,
this new season of favor and greater. God, now that I have more insight, I have more knowledge, now I'm able to do even more. Because I've been doing the work on myself, right? The God, we talked about this last week, the God in you.
That's right.
So even as you embrace this new Passover season, that you are ready for the change, you are positioning yourself. God, give me the wisdom in this new season.
Come on, come on.
To flow according to what you have for me. This is a personal thing, your own personal relationship. Work. We come on, pastors, on daily to give you daily bread for you to take this stuff and then apply it to your life.
There we go. Come on.
I'm done.
Oh, you done?
I'm done.
Oh, it's all right. You were just getting started. Listen, when we understand this, when you understand this,
hallelujah.
Just thank like you, we, Lord. You know, the Lord had us teaching about the God in us last week. The God in you,
yeah,
begins to indicate where we need to be in God, yes, or where God is, so we won't miss the time of His visitation.
Ooh, say that. Where God is.
Okay, once again, because the kingdom of God is within you.
Yes.
The Bible says that our spirit will bear witness. Yes. So the spirit of God begins to turn the switch on and say, hey, hey, it's a new season.
Yes.
Hey, I'm no longer over there. I'm over here.
Yes.
And this is why when Jesus was walking toward Jerusalem, he looked at Jerusalem and the Bible says he began to cry and weep. And these were his words. Because they did not know the time of his visitation.
I was listening and Dr. Jordan, he was kind of preparing us and talking about just even with the solar eclipse. And one of the things that he talked about was understanding the spirit of the day. Mm-hmm. Right. And so even in this season, the spirit of the day, you know, he talked about that the spirit of this day is about innovation and technology.
Right.
Innovation and technology. And oftentimes we in the church, we are so behind. Why? Because we get caught up in the religiosity of tradition and we miss the spirit of the day. What is the spirit of the day in your life? What is, as you said, we miss the visitation of God.
The time of his visitation.
Yes. Meaning,
and it's funny how you say that, is you cannot get the understanding and knowledge of the innovation of the day unless you're where God is.
Oh, say that again. That's really good.
Listen, I'm going to say it again because why I'm taking my time today. Because one thing that I've learned is, just like you said, every time God cycles us through this new season,
yes,
he's adding more and more.
More wisdom.
In order to reap the benefits, the harvest of the innovation of today, you must be where God is, who pours out the knowledge and the understanding of that innovation. I am blessed. I was, you know, see, here's the thing. When you understand, it's funny. I've got to tell the story. I was doing a live sound engineering job last night, and where I was at, this band, I've never met anyone in this band before, and I'm at the place, and I was running into people from all over the city, you know, who were, you know, at the event, you know, seeing different bands play, but the bass player, this was a Latin band, and the bass player came up to me yesterday and he said, "Do you know Eladio Aguilar?" I was like, "Mr. Eddie? Yeah, he's one of our educational assistants at the school where I teach." And he said, I knew I recognized him because he was telling me about this music teacher at the place where he was at. That he was impressed. He had been talking about me to the bass player. That, you know, I was like, I didn't know that.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah. And then he comes back 5 minutes later and he says, "I didn't know Darryl Brown was your brother." I was like, I'm out of nowhere. He's like, "I didn't know Darryl Brown was your brother." Wow. Oh man, I've been knowing him. Oh man, we go way back. Woo, 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 woo. See, There is no coincidence in God. When you are where God is, he said, "Joshua, there no man shall be able to stand before you." Why? Because I'm there. Oh, come on, somebody. The innovation of today is significant and directly connected to where God is. This is why Jesus said, "Seek ye first what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness." Didn't we learn last week what a righteousness was? It was the feeling, the thinking, and the acting that's acceptable unto God.
That's right.
See, we have to understand that when you're where God is, Moses said it like this: "I will abide under the shadow of the Almighty." If I'm under the shadow, I am very close to where God is.
And that's you know, I that's what this ministry is about, is restoring you to who you really are, coming up and understanding to who you really are, understanding the God in you, understanding. But we are not robots, though.
That's
so
right.
It's, you know, and oftentimes we have this image of God, this Santa Claus kind of
mentality
of God, right? And God is saying, "I have given you all things pertaining to life and godliness."
But it's in you.
It's in you. And you then have to begin to do the work. You then have to begin to renew your mind. Be ye transformed transform by the renewing.
Renewing,
ing. It's a constant. And so God is so good that he creates these cycles, these events.
Come on now.
For us to be renewed, continue renewing, not to stay in the same spot, not to stay in the same space. If our ministry is not helping you, please go find a ministry that's blessing you. We're not even trying to be funny. Go find a ministry that you're more in alignment in, that's going to help grow you and help develop you. Not even no shade, no nothing negative. We go find the place. Go find your there where you're able to grow and to develop. That's our heart, is that you come into who are you? And that you love who you are.
That's right. Come on.
Because there's so many. And you know, I guess, and I'm so thankful because where God has taken, how he had me go back to school. So there's so much more understanding that I have. Mm-hmm. Not that I've arrived, because I got so much more to learn. We have so much more to learn. But if you have stopped learning, you have stopped growing. Mm-hmm.
And you're definitely not where God is.
Absolutely.
Okay. So with this. Okay. So we said that, first of all, to everything, there is a time and a season.
Right.
So God's timing and seasons are always dictated by his purpose.
Yeah.
Why did God do this? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're going to get into the understanding of that. So let's go to Exodus chapter 3. And someone type, "I receive it. It is so." Come on. Let us know that you didn't fall asleep. Okay. Because you were sitting up in your lounge chair. You know what? It's funny. I was even last night hanging out.
Hey, Virgie, God bless you.
Amen. Even like hanging out with the band. You know, we was talking about instruments and things and technology, and I was standing there, and I'm, you know, I had my iPad, and the mixing board was behind the stage, and I was out in the crowd mixing this live band with my iPad.
The spirit of the day, the innovation, the spirit of the day.
And there was this customer standing next to me, and he was like, "Oh man, that's cool. That looks like what I just put inside my truck." You know, he had this older truck, but he said it was paid off and he didn't want to buy a new truck, but he wanted to get a sound system and a navigation system.
He upgraded.
Right. So he put this $3,000 iPad and navigation and music system. And he was saying, you know, it was like, what we have to understand is that, listen, and especially with the older generation, there's nothing wrong with technology.
Absolutely. Come on now.
Stop being fearful
yes.
of the technology of today.
That's right.
Okay. Humble yourself and yeah. say, "What I don't know, Lord, show me."
That's right.
The things I need in my garden that's going to help me be where you are.
That's
so
it.
I can reap the benefits. Okay. Now remember, God did all this. He said this time and season. What we're teaching about right now is God taught his children how and why, first of all, he did this to take them out of slavery.
Yeah.
Because of their disobedience. But he still found a way to say, "Hey, you my children, and I'm going to make sure I get you out of that situation." Okay. And the number one, the first key is that when you understand the feast of the Lord, beginning with Passover, is that the Father, not Jesus, not the Holy Ghost, but the Father himself comes down to interact and connect with us.
Wow.
And he comes down personally to handle the feast of the Lord himself, because he told Jesus, now, here's the key, so that way you won't be religious and be trying to go out of context. He said, Jesus, after Jesus dies on the cross, Paul says that the Father told his son, "What are you doing?" And the Father told Jesus, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. So yeah. Jesus, then Jesus even said it. He says, unless I must go away so the Holy Comforter can come. See, these three are one, but they all have different times and seasons to be in operation.
So that was so you said, I must go away.
For the Holy Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to come and be, and he's the one that's an authority in the earth.
So Jesus was preparing the people for a change that was about to happen in his life.
And Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you.
Yeah.
So where I am, you can be also. Oh, see, come on now.
And so that's really what true pastors and men and women of God, they should be preparing us for the season that we're about to embrace.
That's right.
They're and preparing us for the change. Jesus was preparing them for the change that was about to happen. Mm-hmm. He had to go away. Mm-hmm. He was saying, embrace the spirit of the day.
That's right.
I've been here with you, but I have to go in order for you to be able to go to this next dispensation, to go to this next level that I have for you. If I don't go, you're going to stay in the same old spot. You're going to stay in the same
Come on now.
And that's what this is all about.
Come on now.
Reconcing people.
To restore.
Right.
To be restored.
Right.
Renewed and refreshed. This whole season is about the rest of, see, Paul talks about the reconciliation, which is the restoration to favor. It's the restoration of the favor of God in our lives.
The light of God.
And this is why, listen, this is why the feasts are so important, because it reconnects to us to the restoration of the favor of God. Now, Exodus chapter 3.
Oh, this is good stuff.
Now, this is, remember, when God says something, to everything there is a time and a season.
What verse?
We're going to start at verse 1. This is why the Father, I just said that the Father himself personally deals with this. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. It says, now this is after Moses finds out that he wasn't Egyptian, he was Hebrew, and he tries to help God, being very zealous for his purpose. He found out that he was a Hebrew and that God called him to be a deliverer, and he tried to help deliver his people by killing an Egyptian, and he had to run because he was now a fugitive and a criminal. Okay, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, black man, and he married a black woman, Zipporah. Is that her name?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. His father-in-law, the priest. Now, get this. The priest of Midian. Okay, I tell you. Moses, who becomes the prophet of God, the mouthpiece of God, one of the first priests of God. Oh, come on now. Before Aaron was a priest, Moses was the priest of God because he was the one who went face-to-face with God. Oh, come on now. Oh my God, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock. He was practicing with sheep what he would, he was practicing. Now the sheep, they are some of the not most intelligent animals in the kingdom of God. But he led, God had him practicing what he was going to do with people, with sheep. Okay, he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came, listen, to the mountain of God.
He was actually preparing him.
God was there all the time because it's called the mountain of God. And God, he had been practicing coming to the mountain daily with his father-in-law, the priest. Oh my God. See, that as many times I've read this scripture, I never noticed that phrase right there. And the Lord just, the innovation of today, he says he came to the mountain of God.
It says that in the Amplified.
Even to Horeb, okay? Mm-hmm. This mountain, let's see what this word Horeb means. The Horeb, the desert. Another name for Mount Sinai, for which God gave the word or the law to Moses and the Israelites. So listen. Let me say it like this, because I hear this up in the spirit right now. Everything that you're going through right now, God has had you been practicing for what he's going to cause you to have authority over. Because the Bible says in the beginning, he said, let us create mankind in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Before he can give you territory and a domain that you will be responsible for, this is why he's called the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He must make you practice having dominion before he gives you real dominion. Okay, God the Father is one of the best teachers that you ever see. Jesus was a great teacher. The Holy Ghost leads you and guides you in all truth. But the Father, he led by example. I'm going to come down and I'm going to make you practice. Moses, you don't even realize. Every time that the father-in-law make you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go grab the sheep and make them go find another place to graze, I'm just practicing with you. I was there. I was watching you all the time. And I'm going to make you do the same thing. Because for 40 years that he led them around the wilderness. But let's go on. Okay. Now, remember I made a statement that it's the Father that comes down to do this, okay? And the angel of the Lord, the representative of the kingdom of God, appeared to Moses in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And Moses looked, and behold, the bush was burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Okay, the innovation of today. That was the first internet connection. And Moses said, now check this out. Moses, he has learned to be very watchful, because out in the desert, whether it's at night or in late in the day or in the midst of the day, there are enemies that can attack, and it's the shepherd's job to look for the enemies, okay? And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see the great sight why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw, so it went from the angel of the Lord now to the Lord. And when the Lord saw, this word law is Yehovah, which means the one.
You mean the word Lord? Said the word law.
Okay, the word Lord.
You put Lord and saw together.
Okay, the word Lord, okay, is the word Jehovah, which means the existing one or the proper name of the one true God, okay? Mm-hmm. He says, and when Jehovah saw that he turned aside to see, when the Father saw that he came and he got kind of intrigued about the innovation of today. He had never seen a bush burning and not being consumed. God used the innovation of today. Oh, come on, somebody. He said, I'm going to turn and see. And the Father, the Jehovah, called him out in the midst of the bush. And Moses, and he said, here am I. And he said, don't come any closer. Take off your shoes off your feet. For the place where you stand is holy ground. Here's how we know it wasn't just an angel, but the Father himself touched his feet on the ground, because the whole mountain became holy.
Because wherever God is, it's holy.
Yeah, see? Oh my God. Verse 6, and he said, okay, I am the God of thy father. I am. Okay, come on. We're going somewhere. And I'm wearing my I am shirt to everything that God is, I am. Okay. See. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face. Moses would not hide his face from an angel. He knew it was God. For he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, but you notice something?
What?
The Lord never told him to look away.
Okay.
Don't be religious and put your head down. God wants to speak to you face to face. Come on now. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people. Here's how we know it's God and not an angel. which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by the reason of their taskmasters. I know their sorrows. Here we go. And I am come down to deliver them. I am come down to deliver them. I got to say it one more again. I, the Father, am come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptian, to bring them out of the land to a good land, a large land, unto a land that flows with milk and honey, the place where all of the cousins of the Ites, okay, are now.
Wow, powerful.
On this day, if you don't get anything else from this broadcast, get that the Father has come down.
Yes.
He has physically touched down in this time, this Moadim, this set time, to deliver you. Now, and if you would embrace the innovation of today, yes, through the technology, we are coming, yes, into your phone, we're coming into your laptop, your tablet, your computer, whatever that you're watching this broadcast on, with the innovation of today to retell what the Father spoke, oh my God, to Moses in Exodus, to let you know he's here in this season in your life, and he's come down to deliver you. Oh my God. The Bible says in Psalms that the righteous cry out and the Lord delivers them out of all their trouble. Whatever things that you're dealing with right now, the Father has touched down to deliver you.
And I would even say, yes, there's a deliverance, but even there are some that God is saying, I'm positioning you. Mm-hmm. I'm coming down to position you so that you can enter into your next. Mm-hmm. What is your next? And so let me give you an example. As I'm sitting here, I'm just thanking God, because in 2021, God told me to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the heck? I had just had surgery, because mm-hmm. they had thought I had had cancer. Praise the Lord, I didn't. But in that season of transition,
come on now,
because it was in March, around April, that's when I was going to have.
In between March and April.
So it was like God began to speak to me. You know, I quit my job. Who does that? Right? And go back to school. Go back to school. And so God is even showing me that, okay, that was in 2021. We're now in 2024. I'm getting ready to graduate.
Come on now.
I'm getting ready to. So I could have stayed where I was at.
Mm-hmm.
But back there,
mm-hmm.
I heard the voice of God. It wasn't even clear.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't quite clear
mm-hmm.
about what? Go back. What? What? Right? Because back in 1986, I had planned to do my social work degree, but I was too afraid.
Come on now.
But God illuminated. He took that. So back in 2021, it was like, okay, go back to school. Here, fast forward, in a month, I'm getting ready to graduate mm-hmm. with a degree in social work. That is going to propel me.
Mm-hmm.
It's propelling me. And it's not just because I'm supposed to be a social worker. Absolutely not. That's just, no, I'm not supposed to be a social worker and then that's it. No, God allowed me to gain the knowledge that I need for my next. Had I not been obedient back in that time, I wouldn't be here now. So some of you, God, you have got, has taken you
come on.
Along the path.
Okay.
He say now, okay, in this season, I have come down to help you, to guide you to your next. What is your next? What is your next? What mm-hmm. is my next is different from his next. What is your next? What is your next? What God has come down to personally.
Come on.
Because he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you, Virgie. He loves you, Patricia. He loves you, Doug. He loves you, Doc. He loves you, Martha. He loves you, Jeff. And anyone else that's listening, he has personally come down face to face for you to enter you into your next.
Can I share it like this?
Sure.
When Paul says all things work together for our good, God doesn't cause fibroids.
Yes.
He doesn't cause these issues that we're going through.
So you're talking about
the what thing. Now listen, so here's what you got to understand. See,
because give them understanding, because you're going to fibroids out of Yes.
I am the pastor, right?
You are.
Okay, so listen. And I'll take them back to that day.
Yeah.
Okay. On this particular day, I pick up Tanya from work. She's on her way home. We're driving. She's in intense pain. Intense. I'm talking about intense. I know it's intense because, you know, it's just, I can see it on her face. She's sweating. You know, you got all these symptoms.
Ah.
Symptoms, okay? She's leaning back. I said, look, if I need to stop, make a detour, go by the hospital, let's go, okay? Because I'm seeing something's wrong. I don't know what's wrong, but I'm seeing something very, very terribly wrong. She says, no, let me go home and lay down for a minute. If it gets worse, we'll go. We get back home. I get her on the couch a few hours later.
Well, you get me from the car, which I fainted.
Wait.
Into the house.
Wait.
I blacked out almost.
I get her out the car and she literally almost dropped and I catch her and I literally had to help carry her into the house because the pain is so intense.
Ain't a small girl.
Nope. Praise God. Amen. From Texas. Amen. Okay. So she lay on the couch and I said, it gets to be about 10:30, 11 o'clock. I said, no, stop. We're good. No. About 9 something, we're going to the hospital.
Because it wasn't getting any better.
Nope. I'm taking to the emergency room right now. She gets in. They start checking her out. They immediately transfer her from the hospital in Rio Rancho, and we go to the one up in Albuquerque, right?
Yeah, UNM.
UNM. So we're there, man. It's like really late right now, and then this doctor comes in. Now, listen, this is why you have to know and understand God for yourself. The doctor comes in after they take the X-rays and they start doing these things, and they start saying that that was here.
They told me here at this hospital.
Oh yeah, at the Rio Rancho Hospital.
They spoke cancer, and we did not receive it.
They spoke that the growths were cancerous.
Yeah,
and we immediately looked at each other and we said, "Nah, no, it ain't." See, God doesn't cause the pain.
Right.
Sometimes He will allow the pain because He's trying to get your attention. Come on. Mm-hmm. Because now listen. If she would not have made that decision after this whole situation, she would not have the understanding and the knowledge to be able to keep up with the innovation of today for the purpose of what she's walking in now. God had to stop what she was doing. I am come down to deliver. Listen, deliverance. Listen. Oh, my God. She goes through that. We pray. We know it ain't no cancer. She goes through the operation because at the time we had already talked about she was going to plan to make this other move at this time. But God's time and season. It just so happened. This happened in between March and April, which is when the time of the Moedim, when God does the Feast of Passover. Yeah. See, there is no coincidence. Look, I consider myself to be very smart and intelligent. I'm not that smart. I know I'm very intelligent, okay? Okay, but I'm not that smart. There is
what?
I'm not.
You're
that
admitting that you're not that smart.
I'm smart, but I'm not that smart. Okay. When we understand the innovation of today,
yeah.
when God says, "I allowed all these things,"
yeah.
I allowed all these things to come.
Oh, we went over.
Well,
we went over too long. Yeah.
I am come down to personally. If you would not have gone through that, see, the devil tried to use fear when you were 18, yeah. 19 years old to keep you from embracing your harvest
yeah.
or what you'd be walking in right now.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay? So get this total understanding that the Father has created a setup. Okay?
Oops, nope. Go ahead.
He's created.
Don't, yeah, just cancel that. Just, no, you're going to cut it off.
It was already
off. Okay. Oh, I thought you were going to cut the whole thing off.
No. God is very strategic how he puts things together.
Yeah.
He had to allow Tanya to go through the pain. So sometimes when God can get you all
he used it.
Right. He used it. Because what the enemy meant for evil, God turned it around for her good.
Yeah.
She was able to get the understanding of the seed that she was supposed to go back to school and get her, what? Master's?
Of social work.
Of social work.
With the clinical emphasis.
Okay. The very step, the very purpose that she was supposed to do back when she was 18 or 19 years old, God said, go back to school and finish what I purposed.
And what's so funny is all of my jobs has been in some type of a counseling advisory type role. And so God just took it to another level. Mm-hmm. I was still, even though I didn't pursue it back then, I still worked with students. I still worked with people to help them figure out, you know, resources. So doing some of the same thing, but not having that per se degree, but now this allows me to go to a whole nother level.
So when Moses was taking care of Jethro's sheep,
yeah,
he was practicing.
That's right.
With sheep.
That's right.
Because for 40 years he had been under the tutelage of Egypt.
Yes.
But God used the tutelage of Egypt so he could learn Egypt's ways.
Right.
So when Egypt tried to counteract what God was saying, he would already know what they were going to do.
Yes.
And he wasn't scared of that technology because the innovation of God in today's season will always counteract what Woo, I'm just trying to teach this. But look, what the devil tries to do will not prosper in your life. Okay? God will always win.
And we don't even want to give play to him.
That's right.
Because it's about the God in you.
That's right.
Because what he's trying to do is stop you from realizing who you are.
Good morning, Trina.
God bless you. He's trying to cause you to not understand. He wants to keep you in the mess so that you can't come. You can't. What is the term that kids are saying? I'm standing in business, right? There's a term now that kids talk about that, you know, I'm standing in business. Like I'm taking care of I'm doing what I need to do. It's all over social media, but okay. I'm standing on business.
Okay.
The enemy doesn't want you to stand on your business and understanding of who you are. If he can keep you in sickness, if he can keep you in fear, then you are not going to begin to understand just who you are, just how powerful you are.
If he can keep you from sowing your seed.
Absolutely. He can keep you from all of that. He's going to stop you.
That's right.
He's going to do everything he can to get you off track so that you cannot understand who you are, the power that you have,
That's
the
right.
power that you have in sowing your seed, all of that.
That's right. Wow.
So
listen.
We need to stop.
Yeah. So we just wanted to go ahead and do the little icebreaker of where we're going to be teaching.
Oh, that's what this was?
Yeah, because this was just the icebreaker.
Oh, an icebreaker.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, because you know why? Because the mindset has to be transformed. Be transformed by the renewing of the mind. When you understand that everything that God did was according to his plan, okay, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
And health in every aspect of our life, spirit, soul, body, and financially.
This is why he says in Genesis 8:22, and you hear me say it all the time, God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. While the earth remaineth, Genesis 8:22, seed time and harvest. Listen, these are all different seasons. Cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Now, next week, I'm going to dig deep and show you how the understanding of the cycles of the moon in Genesis is how God uses the feast of the Lord to activate the harvest in our life.
Wow.
See, oh, my God. See, it happened in the beginning. He said the evening and the morning are the first day. The evening. It does. See, God's cycle.
So even with this, what's tomorrow is the lunar eclipse. Mm-hmm. And then we're getting ready for Passover.
God is saying, I'm going to have the whole world see that when I do something, I make the whole world stop. Here's how we know it's God.
Wow.
He causes everybody to be able to see into the sky. You're not looking at the earth. David said, I will look unto the hills. From which cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. See, get your seed ready. Seed time is the period of planting seeds and investing. Yes. Pastor, do you have my CD ready yet? Woman of God, I'm going to be in New York working on that next weekend. Amen. Listen, understand something. And I thank you, Sister Trina. And listen, I told you, when you do your next musical, I got some music ready for you. I'm just waiting for you. She's doing awesome things, doing word faith-based musicals out there in the Ohio area. Amen. Listen. We are helpers of one another. We are connected. There's no coincidence that we've been connected together. Woo, my God. When you understand that harvest is the manifestation of the fruit of you sowing seed.
Wow.
While the earth remains, seed time, sow your seed.
Yeah.
Harvest time, manifest the seed.
Yeah.
Doesn't stop. It's a cycle.
Now, this is good.
Ooh, my God, my God. Now listen. So here's the first way that we can deal with this, okay, is when you sow your seed into the ministry, okay? So restored ministries. This is the ground, okay? Prophet Tanya and I represent the ground of Restored Ministries International. Okay. You can use the website. And I know she's going to say, you need to start at the top. No, I'm starting at the website. The website
then
at
we
www.
Make it.
That ain't that what you do? I don't do that. Okay. I've been doing it for years. And it www.restoredministriesint.org. Right there, we have our PayPal button that you can use PayPal, or you can go straight to PayPal, okay? And you can sow your seed into the ministry. You can also use the innovation of today called the Zelle and go from your account into the ministry account using the church Gmail at restoredmintl@gmail.com. Or the church even has a Cash App. Mm-hmm. And you can use the Cash App, the innovation of today, $RestoredMI. That's the first way to give. You always sow your seed based on what he said, that you honor the Lord, okay? Malachi, we've heard Malachi where it says to bring your tithes into the house. But Proverbs chapter 3 says, honor the Lord with all thy substance and with the first fruit of all your increase, mm-hmm. okay? The honor. See, we're honoring God with our seed. We're not doing it based on we think he will cause us to get in debt. He's going to throw lightning bolts at us. He's going to destroy us. Or we'll be cursed. No, we don't do things out of fear for our Father.
Yes.
God, Father doesn't teach us to do things out of fear.
Yes, that's really good.
But the first thing he gave was power, love, and a sound mind. Okay? That's the first way to give, okay? Now, the second way to give is when you give into your prophet or your supervising priest or the priest and prophet of the ministry, which I represent that according to Ezekiel 44:30. And it says, and the first of all the first fruits of all things of every oblation. That word oblation in the Hebrew is called is teruma. That's what you're sowing. You are sowing a small gift or teruma into the hand of the prophet. And then it says, of every sort of teruma shall be the priest. You shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, the prophet, may cause. That word cause means to prophesy or declare. May cause the blessing to rest in your house. Yeah. So when you sow into the hand of the prophet, you are activating the mouth of the prophet, and the blessing of the Lord is in the mouth of the prophet. The blessing of the Lord. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow.
And so one of the reasons why they did that teruma was because the priest at the beginning, where it says the priest, they did not. So it says refers to sacred offering. This offering or the teruma was considered holy and was meant to support the priests who dedicated their lives to religious service and had no other means of sustenance.
So in other words, when Moses, and you're going to find this out, when Moses, when God begins to give Moses the strategy of God's kingdom, when he built the temporary tabernacle, this was to begin to bring order of how God and the kingdom of God and the children of God would coexist together in the earth and this cycle of seed time and harvest. Because when you understand, it's Moses, and then when Moses lays hand on Aaron and he says Aaron and the lineage of Aaron and his sons would become what is the priestly order of the Levites or the Levitical priests. This is what God is talking about. So when you understand that seed time and harvest, giving into the hand of the priest, because the priest would take that teruma, go behind the veil and wave it. It's called a wave or a heave offering. He would wave it before the Lord and declare the blessing of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So now you can do that by using my Cash App at $MDBryant. Okay. And my Zelle and my PayPal is there also right there on the screen. So listen, get your seed. Get it now. We're going to pray. Father, I thank you, Lord God. You said, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I speak and I declare the blessing of the Lord to rest in their house. Those that give teruma, the blessing of the Lord that will make you rich, spirit, soul, body, and financial shall rest in your house. Father, we come against the spirit of fear, doubt and unbelief, and we activate our glory, the exceeding and abundantly above all they can ask or imagine. And Father, I thank you. I count it done in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, those that give their tithe into the ministry, Father, you said, prove you now and see if you will not open up the windows of heaven. Father, I declare and I speak open windows in their life. Father, your sons and daughters that sow today, I speak open heavens, open heavens over them in Jesus' mighty name. Everyone said amen and amen. Now listen, I know we went a little bit over today, but listen, we wanted you to get the understanding, okay, that this is how we begin. And over these next few weeks, as we lead up to April 28th, once again, April 28th, we're going to be doing our Passover celebration on our Sunday morning, 7:30, listen, we just wanted you to get the understanding of what God is doing in the innovation of today. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week. Be blessed.